Good evening. I'd like to take this time to welcome all of the students that are online by Roku and by internet, as well as our Darrow campus students. Let us pray. Father, we're so thankful and so excited about what you're doing in the earth realm. Yes. This class is catching the waves of revival, and we believe that we're in the midst of the greatest revival in the earth realm, restoration of our health. We thank you for our apostle who is pioneering yet another move of God in the earth realm. So we continually lift him up, that you would anoint him with the oil of gladness above all his fellows. We thank you for strengthening him to lead this school, to bring it to the next dimension, in the next realms in the spirit. We thank you for the royal family, all that surround him and make what he do possible. And we thank you for this school and for the students. Now, Holy Spirit, teach us tonight. Cause us to receive with meekness the engrafted word which is able to save our souls. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. All right, don't forget, as we're nearing the end of this school year, that we want to make sure we honor our apostle, the founders. Amen. Amen. I know y'all should be having your class gift prepared. I shouldn't have to tell y'all that, right? All right. So by internet, by Roku, make sure you're part of honoring the founders of the school. The teachers do it. We believe in honor. And then we'll make sure that if there are any alumni students that's listening tonight, make sure you get your gift ready, because come graduation night for the 2016 class, we want to make sure that we take care of our apostle. Amen. Amen. God is big on honor. So anybody get tired of honoring, huh? They can't be honored. You got it? A lot of people want to receive honor, but they don't want to give none. Amen. I receive a lot of honor because I believe in giving a lot of honor. Amen. All right, chapter number 4, catching the next wave of revival. We'll quickly go through the first couple and move on. Say, if the move of the Holy Spirit comes in waves, then we must move into the proper position to catch the waves of the Spirit where they are breaking or where they break upon us. There are 7 important aspects of a surfer that a surfer considers before he catches the wave to surf upon. These basic steps signal to us the significance of our precise action today. Number 1, a surfer must swim into the deep sea to catch the waves. All right, the surfer must go where? Into the deep. You're not gonna catch a wave on the shallow water. You don't get a wave in the canal. Amen. You got to go out into the deep, and we talked about that. That we cannot expect to catch the waves of revival while trying to swim in the shallow part of water, nearer to the beach. We cannot catch the revival waves by living what? Safely. By living safely. By pressing deeper and another 1,000 cubits into the sea. You got to press deeper. Well, one of the things about this generation, this microwave generation, is we don't like to pay the price for what we want. Amen. Amen. You can't get a Mercedes-Benz for a Honda price. And they're not going to service it. Amen. When you drive it on the parking lot, they want $1,000 for you just showing up. Another $1,000 for it to get on the machine. And another $4,000-$5,000 just for them to tell you all that's wrong. Now, if you're not ready for that, then get you the little Ford. Amen. Amen. And keep it under warranty. And I'm not saying that to be funny. That's the reality. You know, that's the deep water. When you go for the greater blessing, it's in the deeper waters. Amen. Amen. So remember that. You can't hang and be safe. I could liken that unto a lot of believers who want the deep things of God, but their commitment to the things of God as far as church attendance, being committed to the man and the woman of God, the visionaries, to be a part of helping, put it another way, to be an asset versus a liability. You know, you don't want nobody having to look for you. Come on now. If you were over something, you want somebody looking for you? Or you won't be looking for somebody else? No, a pastor don't need to be looking for his leaders. They need to be there and be in position. Now, rather a pastor tell you this or not, this is a part of it. This wave of revival includes human responsibility. You know, we got to quit putting things on God, quit putting things on Satan. It's our responsibility to be in position to catch the wave of revival. Let me also say this. The next wave of revival, the focus is on the corporate agenda and not just the local agenda. See, too many pastors are just caught up with their own church. With my church, God ain't talking about your church. God talking about his church. The assignment that he gave you is a part of the whole. Amen. Are you listening? So we have to be connected. That's why it's important to follow an apostle. Apostle Thompson has an international ministry and an international agenda. That's to pull all of us up to a higher level, to take us out of our little local settings. Watch this, to bring us up to another level, because we get to experience, you understand, the moves and the waves of the Holy Spirit as we connect to the corporate vision, which is much greater than the local vision. Amen. Amen. Number two. A surfer must know where the waves are going to break. A surfer must what? Know where the waves are going to break. I believe that we have to be a people who are in the know. I believe if you follow a man or a woman of God close enough, you will know where they go. You won't really struggle with what they do. Amen. Are you listening to me? You just learn how to flow. Nothing they say, no direction they take is going to disturb you in the sense of you understand being disturbed. Why we got to do that? Why don't you do that when you're at work or in the classroom? Are you listening? You don't express it. They might do. They ain't talking to the boss about it, though. They're going to tell it to the coworker. But y'all make sure the pastor get these messages. Amen. All right. Come on, pastor. I'm one, you know. Yeah, they make sure when they don't like something you're doing that you get word get back to you. Amen. Because they're going to tell sister so-and-so, who's going to tell brother so-and-so, and then sister so-and-so. And then when you finally get the word, is they say it. They family. Every church have the they family, T-H-E-Y. That's their last name. You never are able to identify who they are. But they said it. Okay. All right. So a surfer must know where the waves are going to break. Watch this. Prophetic insight of where the Holy Spirit is going to give us our breakthrough are important. You see, the knowledge of the area of ministry that we're called to, the city or the country, where the Holy Spirit is about to be poured out today, is what? Essential for the what? Work with the what? All right, it's essential for us to work with the Holy Spirit. Now, as I was reading that, one of the things I want to make it clear, the Holy Spirit is being poured out on all flesh. You know, everybody won't know where the Spirit is moving. He ain't just moving in no one spot. The Holy Spirit is taking care of a corporate agenda. Watch this. In the whole earth. Watch this. Causing the kingdoms of the earth to become the kingdoms of our God. See, it's our responsibility as the church to make kingdoms of the world subject to our king. That's why we got to quit being so heaven conscious. Amen. So which makes us no earthly good. We must have a kingdom agenda. And the kingdom agenda is to occupy till he come. Now watch this. God expect us to be here a long time. So I believe that's why he has spoken to our apostle to deal with us about taking responsibility for our health. Because guess what? None of us, we do God better in the earth, not in heaven. And none of us ought to be looking to go to heaven without having fulfilled our assignment. Now, when you got the testimony that Paul have, I have finished my course. The only way you can know that you finish your course is the one who will assign you to the course say you're completed. Hello, somebody. It's not based upon how big your ministry is and all this little stuff. You have to know when the master said you have finished your course.
Yeah.
You understand? That's a whole nother level of ministry.
Yes, it is.
You understand? It's not all these so-called accomplishments. Sometimes these little successes are the worst enemy to what God really want to do with you.
Amen.
You have to count it as dung. You have to put it in the past. Every time God increases you, bring you to another realm, you got to forget about all your little accomplishments.
Right.
Now, when I say forget, that don't mean you don't give him glory,
right.
But that means you don't make him a monument. Because
right.
Now you're going to mix the next movie he wants you to make. Are y'all with me?
Yes,
glory to God. Quit jumping around here. Like to do that. Mm-hmm. All right. All right. We can then set our sails to catch the early winds of revival. Y'all see that? Mm-hmm. Now, prophetic insight and revelation help us to chart our course well so that we are there on time at the threshold of fulfillment. Many past experiences of learning to work with the Holy Spirit can be very helpful in knowing where he will break next. Stay with the Holy Spirit's cycle and watch his movement, and there will be clear indication of his next agenda. All right? Number three. A surfer must position himself to catch that big wave. You got to position yourself to catch the big wave, because watch this. There are a lot of smaller waves that can get your attention, that can take up your time. They can become a distraction. When you take your eye off of the big picture, you understand? So it says, many can discern that the Holy Spirit is moving again, but are doing, watch this, very little to position themselves properly to be a part of it. There is a spiritual continuance principle that we need to know and submit to if we're going to position ourselves to catch the next move. Continuance principle. You remember in John 8:32, Jesus said, after many of them believed on him, Jesus said, if you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. You have to, there's a continuance. It's not how you start, it's how you
finish.
You know, and once you join yourself to somebody who God has given an agenda, you don't decide when you're going to quit. I say that. I surely did. A lot of people just won't quit and switch and go another way. If God told you to join up with an apostle, how in the world are you going to tell an apostle when you're quitting? And then they're going to lie on God. The Lord spoke. The Lord ain't spoke to your tail nothing. You got weary because you were looking for some recognition. Or you felt entitled to certain things that were going on. See, in ministry, there's no entitlement. In ministry, you don't need no recognition and no reputation. In ministry, the Bible says the greatest of all is the servant of all. Stick with the assignment. Be an Elisha. Refuse. Be what Elisha was to Elijah. You know what he said? As long as the Lord your God liveth, I ain't leaving. Why not? Y'all can be quiet. You can be quiet on the internet. God ain't looking for no walking trees. We have very few planted trees. Lord, we got a lot of walking trees. The Lord move them every 3 years. Where's she at? Well, the Lord spoke to her. How come you never? I said, let me leave that alone. So I'm talking about the, see, we talking about planted trees, rooted trees, grounded trees, stick-to-itiveness trees. That ain't going nowhere. That say, I'm going to stay here to receive the training. When I'm rebuked or corrected or reproved, huh? I'm going to take it like a man or a woman. Because the person who loved me is the one that's going to do it. A lot of y'all want them little fake punk looking churches. I did say that, didn't I? Okay, bless his name. All right, hallelujah. There's a spiritual continuance principle that we need to know and submit to if we're going to position ourselves to catch the new move. In positioning ourselves to catch the wave, we need to be fully alert. We need to know ourselves. We need to keep ourselves in timing with the waves, and also we need to know whether to increase or decrease the speed of our surfing as we approach the coming wave. It goes on though, and there's so much up in here. Let's keep going. The believer needs to be fully equipped and ready if he's going to ride the next coming wave. He needs to be spiritually alert and keep in timing with the move and with the momentum of the Holy Spirit and the Holy Spirit's agenda today. Do y'all understand that? See, this thing of timing, rhythm. You know, a lot of people go before the season. You read the Bible, you kind of act like those men just, you know, joined the Jesus and went out. No, he trained them. And Elijah served Elisha for 19, 20 years before he ever got anything. You know, we too quick to want to go. There's a reason why God park and position you up on the, see, in order to get the mantle that's up on another man's life, you got to serve him until. I said until he releases it on you. Hello. Everybody wants somebody mantle. Then they walk out here telling me, you don't have no mantle unless their father say you got it. Because mantles are passed on, not stolen. You might have the whistle line, you know, might walk like apostle. You know, just because you read Money Coming don't mean you got it. Oh, Lord Jesus. Somebody say, what he ate? Y'all got it? We need to plot our forward movement in the Holy Spirit's plans and purposes. We need to stay in line with what the Holy Spirit is doing today. I'm so tired of people, what God did yesterday. Now, don't get me wrong. The Bible says Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. But what you did yesterday don't count for today. Amen. You understand? Y'all ever heard people talk about what they used to do? Yeah. How fine they used to be? Yeah. I don't know why that came up. Yeah, girl, you remember how I used to look? No, that's how you look right now. Let's get rid of used to. Get on this health thing and start looking good again. Go back to where you was before you ate all that crazy food. Don't get mad at me. It's a part of the apostolic agenda. Amen. All them died. Sun died. Blue died. Blue light special died. We ain't talking about a diet. We're talking about a lifestyle. Thank you. I'm just trying to see if y'all keeping up with Apostle. Y'all in school. Y'all to know what he doing. All right. Staying in time and in step with the Holy Spirit will cause our spiritual success. If it's not by might, it is not by might, it is not by power, but it is by his Spirit alone. Y'all got it? When we strive apart from the Holy Spirit, our labor is what? Futile. It's the Holy Spirit that does the work. It's him at work in you, both to will and to do all of his good pleasure. You got it? No man can do anything in the earth realm without having the Holy Spirit's agenda at hand. Y'all ready for this? We can do a bunch of stuff that look good. You understand? But look good don't mean God told you to do that. Now, y'all know there's a difference between a good thing and a right thing. Y'all understand that, right? Y'all understand that. The good thing is what you think. The right thing is to always do what God told you to do. But you can do a good thing that God didn't tell you to do, but don't worry about it. You ain't getting rewarded for it. It was good, but it wasn't right. Now, y'all have a problem with that. But if you have kids and you tell your kid, clean up your room, right? But they didn't clean up the room. They went and cut the grass. Now, the grass needed to be cut, and it was a good thing. But the right thing to do was clean up your room first, then take on that extra assignment. Thank you for your enthusiasm. That's why a lot of people in trouble with God. They out here. God didn't tell me to start a food bank ministry. God didn't tell me to start all this stuff. God don't call men, everybody doing the same thing in the city. That's called competition. We got to get rid of the competition. And some of you in competition. You can't be in competition and serve God. You got to learn to complete and compliment. See, we're here. Watch this. The instructors are here to serve out apostles. It's his agenda. You understand that? He is the leader here. He's the one that's taking his school to the next dimension. When we join ourselves properly to him, then what's on him come on us. And watch this. If we're faithful in another man's house, then God can give you your own. You understand that? Amen. And if God don't give you your own through the apostle, you own your own. That's for all you young preachers out there. Talking about leaving God. God ain't told you. Sit your tail down. Till you get something under your belt. Because you can sing and hum. We didn't have enough hummers in the church. I did say hummers. Y'all will catch up with that later. A surfer must swim towards the direction of the coming wave. Swim towards it. Now, you see some of the big waves coming. You're a coward. You go, I ain't going out there. You got it? Yes. To swim towards an oncoming wave is to swim against the coming tide. That's what I'm talking about. You got it? The resistance of the smaller waves coming in and the undercurrent of the receding waves can prevent a smooth forward thrust. You understand what's happening? You got these little smaller waves coming in that's kind of messing with you, but there's an undercurrent going the other. It takes a lot of spiritual energy to do what God wants you to do. That's why your body need to be in shape. Y'all know preachers die young, right? Because they eat all that doggone fried chicken at night. Right. Now, y'all, don't be frying the pastor no chicken. He don't need no chicken at all. Tell him go to Genesis 1:29. Tell him that's the apostle told us that. We're going to stick with his agenda. No, what I'm saying, we're going to live long and strong. We got to do it. You know, we got to take care of these bodies because it takes a lot of spiritual energy. Watch this. When you're lighter, you hear from God better. Right. Come on, talk to me. His voice becomes clearer. Hello, when you light the fasted life, when you live the fasted life, you hear his voice clearer because you're not bogged down with junk. See, it takes physical energy to follow God. And it takes spiritual energy to follow God. Building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, being strengthened with might by his spirit in your inner man. Takes a lot of spiritual energy. Why? Because you're going against the current. You're going against the current and you got folk undercutting you. Backbiters. The old J's used to call them the backstabbers. What they do? They smiling in your face all the time. They want to take your place. Who are they? Yeah, you think everybody in your church love you. They got six preachers planning to take over. They always need a turn in your church. And y'all can't cater to these people. We talking about the next waves of revival. These waves of revival are apostolic and prophetic in nature. They have to do with God's government from heaven to earth, setting things in order. Quit sending people out. We got too many people licensed. You need to qualify for ministry. Ministry is, y'all ready for this? In 20 years, you ought to be doing very little preaching and a lot of serving. Well, when I'm going to use my gift, hold that thought. To swim towards the oncoming wave is to swim against the what? The coming tide, the resistance of the smaller waves coming in, and the undercurrent of the receding waves can prevent a smooth forward thrust. It is physically strenuous to swim against the tide. It takes a lot of spiritual energy to move towards the oncoming wave. Do you know what it's like for apostles to have to cut a path? Huh? You trying to bless people. God give you the message, apostolic and prophetic message of money cometh. Here you are trying to get preachers their money for their vision. They cussing you. They won't come support your meeting, but they'll go find a soothsayer. You understand? They'll have a ticket sale, a rally sale, chicken fry. And that's why we got all this stuff in the church. The man of God trying to give you a vision on money coming. You got time to be calling for a fish fry. You know how many fish dinners you have to serve to build a $1 million facility? Huh? You know how much potato salad you need? You know how much macaroni and cheese and Chinese ball peas with that little roll? Ain't no such thing. This is not funny. This is where and especially in our churches, because many of the churches that, you know, people can trip about this, but everybody in our churches are not professionals. Right. But watch this. If you train them right, God dog it, you don't need no kind. What you mean? You got to train people right. You don't get into this move by job. You get in here by seed. You teach people how to sow. They can come out of this mess. I'm just trying to show you, but you can't. You know, he going against the grain. He's saying money cometh. They talking about they going after money. Money cometh don't mean go after money. You know how we know? Because he's teaching us the soul that gets rid of all greed, all covetousness. Come on, talk to me. And it'll keep a plenty of money in your pocket. I don't know about y'all, but I call my pockets seed pockets. I'm always ready to sow wherever I see him. I don't have time to go run and find a seed. Right. Keep seed on me. Yes. And I ain't got $5 seed. All of my seed got Franklin on them. Because when I see my apostle, he gets the highest. And if God say dump it all, he gets it all. Oh, don't think I'm just preaching that, baby. I'm living that. I was standing before him one time and God said, empty your pockets. It's a good thing I did because he heard God tell me. Woo, Lord, could you imagine following the apostle of finances and the Lord done showed him, he told you to empty your pockets, you telling him how much he love you and all that stuff, and the Lord just told you, let me see if you love him enough, part with what's in your pocket. Uh-huh. Yeah, I hope he ain't talking to none of y'all up here. Amen. Y'all be trying to hold on. God be proving you the whole time. Yeah, you won't follow the money come. God have you following him for 8 years. Don't look like nothing happened, and he keep on sowing. It would be easier to follow an apostle who's a multimillionaire if he was paying for your vision. Everybody would be a part then. Hell, LTMA would explode. Apostle Thompson is now paying for churches. Okay, membership have increased by 10,000. Yeah, that's the way we are. Don't act like you know that this is the truth. So see, that human responsibility. Watch this. In training, it's not about what we give you. Right. It's about not giving you a fish, mm-hmm. training you how to fish. That's it. Apostle knows if he train you, you on your way. Yes. Watch this. And you don't want to get there before you train it. Because it will destroy you. Yes. I'm glad y'all happy about this. Amen. So, it takes a lot of strength. It's strenuous to swim against the tide. It takes a lot of spiritual energy to move towards that oncoming wave. We must keep our focus upon the bigger wave that is coming and not let anything prevent us from going. Y'all got it? For the what? For the best. Not less, the best. That's what I love about Apostle. Let me tell y'all something. Y'all got to understand. My life is so completely different than when I first met him. I was just a young minister. I wanted to go somewhere. I wasn't trying to go with the status quo. I was already cutting against the grain. And God revealed to me about wealth and finances. But God knew I didn't have enough experience under my belt. So he said, I'm going to join you to somebody. Hello, somebody. Connection makes a difference. If you look at my life from the time I met him in 2000 to now, you know something happened. Because the city I'm in and the place in the region where I'm from, there ain't no money folk down there. It's called anti-prosperity. And anybody preaching on prosperity, they blackball you and boycott you. But they can't stop the money flow. You don't have to come to the meeting. The way I look at it is, all you don't want, I get to divvy up more amongst the people who are there. Yep. Y'all got it?
Yes, sir.
So we got to go for the what? The best. Say the best.
The best.
Now watch this. The better often becomes the enemy of the best. Y'all got that? The better becomes the enemy of the best. In other words, when you start talking about going for the best, you can't be satisfied. Can I say this to you? Never be satisfied. There are higher heights, deeper depths, greater widths, and greater lengths. Never become complacent. Never allow yourself to think you have arrived or have achieved. This is a journey, and it gets better and better. Sing like the old folk. Remember the old Kojic song now, sweeter as the years go by. I think some people ain't singing sweeter. Amen. The distraction of the undercurrents can pose a danger to our timing and catching the coming great wave. It can sap our energy because of the force of the undercurrent. We must strive towards the oncoming wave without settling under what? Pressure. Confirming to the what? Smaller wave. There's a lot of pressure when you're trying to move in a different direction. From family. Oh, Jesus. Every time you change, your family got a problem with it. Right? Yeah, I know I'm talking about the health thing because, you know, you start telling them, well, you know, you're not feeling good? What you eating? Hello? I'm just telling you. See, in this move, in this apostolic and prophetic move that we're in, you got to be ready to switch gears.
Yes.
You got to get rid of your old wine. But you can't put new wine in the old wineskins. So there are things you have to constantly be, watch this, willing to part what you think you know and follow the one who do know. God ain't talking to you first. He put in the church first apostles, secondarily prophets, thirdly teachers. That's God's apostolic order. He put those gifts in the order because nothing is coming from heaven to earth except it goes through the apostle. When you read the Acts of the Apostles, those people did not move without apostolic instruction. Do you all understand that? They continued in fellowship with the apostles. They followed the apostles' doctrine. There's a reason why an apostle is an apostle. He's a father. He has experience by reason of use of the word. He has the experience, watch this, so you don't have to go through all them pitfalls. Okay, well, go for yourself then, with your crazy self. Just go head on. Bust your head up against the wall. Like they used to tell us, the school of hard knocks. Amen. You come out with some hickeys. Amen. Number five, a surfer must know the difference between a small wave and the big one which he's trying to catch. Now, y'all know, you have to know the difference between what you're really going after and don't let something little small thing distract you. You know, when Katrina hit the city of New Orleans, I went to Houston, Texas, and there were people saying, you know what? You ought to start a church in Houston because you can get a bunch of people in Houston. Well, that sounded good, but that's not where God called me to. God told me, go back home and rebuild the city. And it was nothing. Well, to see, you have no clue what it was like unless you was down there. When seemed as though all of the demons from every part of the world was that the city was black. But watch this. God spoke to my apostle. You understand that? And brought me back in. See, everybody don't know his heart. They don't hear of all the things that he do. You know, but the stories aren't told of what he did during Katrina. See, they rejected him. That's why Katrina showed up. He came as a prophet to the city, him and Dr. Dollar. And they were bringing wealth and increase to the city. And pastors from around the city boycotted the meeting. And as a prophet of God, he stood and told us, he said, this city will be underwater. This city will go bankrupt because this city has rejected the prophets that God sent it. There were people out there boycotting. They had signs. How I know? I was getting out of my car. They had hecklers with signs calling them false prophets. Told me they got Mercedes. You don't have none. Well, I didn't have none at the time. But it's amazing when they told me that. Ma'am, I took my shoes off. See, I'm one of them radical preachers. I took my shoes off and I said, I shake the dust of my feet off against you. Y'all ready for this? Huh? Wasn't too many months later, I had a Mercedes sitting in my house. Talk to me. Because I believe the prophet. You listening? But he told them that the city would be up underwater. In the whole city, they had water. Everything went sour when the levees broke. And I had to get water out of my own house. Wow. You understand? But watch this. Because I was up under apostolic covering. Yeah. Huh? The recovery, though we had to use a lot of energy, but we were able to draft from who we were up under. Amen. Y'all understand that? And so in those, it's important for you to understand your connection. Yes. Because he made sure I got back here. He made provision for me to get back here. Yes. I had the opportunity to stay with him for 21 days. Hallelujah. I wasn't entitled to it. Wasn't based upon how much money I sold into his ministry. I went to Houston. I didn't even think about calling him. But he said the Lord told him. Yes. And I was able to get back to the city and redo it. Hallelujah. You listening to me? And it's just an awesome thing to see what connection. During that time, he said, Ron, you didn't even ask me what I could do for you. He said, I'm a multimillionaire. What do you need? I know what some other preacher would have done. Well, you know, Pole Mountain. That's not what I did. When he sat me down, I looked at him and Mama said, y'all taught me the greatest lesson in life, how to give. So take this $2,000 check, put it in your account. I'm not in the survival mode. I'm in the kingdom mode. Yeah. What you have taught me is good enough for me to keep going. Come on, talk to me up here. Yeah. See, that's the kind of training I'm up under. So I'm persuaded that no matter what I go through in life, I got divine backup, but I got a mama and a daddy and sisters and brothers who care about what's going on with us. Yeah.